This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a military veteran and expert after 30 years in the armed forces. He is now an author of some terrific books. Please join me in welcoming Colonel David Hunt, who you may recognize his name from having been on Fox News for many years. He was often the expert on my show, Justice. He is an individual who served as a tactical advisor in Bosnia, and he served as counterterrorism coordinator. He has been all over the world, folks, as Special Forces Operational Detachment of 12 soldiers he had. And it goes on and on from there. I think that when you hear him, you're not going to need me to read any more of his CV, but I'd love to welcome Colonel David Hunt. All right, Colonel, we got a lot to talk about, so I'm going to hit it right off the bat. We find out, I mean, you know, today is Sunday, but we found out on Friday that the U.S. Retaliated with airstrikes in Syria after an Iranian drone strike killed a U.S. contractor. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we've had 71 drone attacks against U.S. interests, and since 2021, Iranian ones. So it's nothing new. The Iranians have a pretty good drone program. They're using the Russians are using them against the Ukrainians. We have an active interest in Syria because of the hunting ISIS. So we've got elements from Joint Special Operations Command and one talk, you know, the Rangers and Delta and having people going after ISIS. And Iran is clearly supporting Syria through with this drone program. So we've had we had about 3 months ago, six guys wounded.
Right.
And we had this contractor, which most of the time means he's working for someone in the intelligence community.
Exactly.
And then we had five other service members. Mm-hmm. When the military lets that information out and says five service members without telling the type of unit, it's more than likely one of the special operations people.
Interesting. All right. And they say that two American strikes killed at least eight Iranian fighters. And it also a U.S. airstrike at an arms depot in Harabesh in the eastern city of Deir al-Zor left six Iranian-backed fighters dead. And then a second one hit a town and killed another two fighters. You know, I find it interesting, Colonel Hunt, that we are actually hitting an arms depot, and yet we left Afghanistan and left them with, what $800 million in arms? A little contradictory, yes?
Yeah, they withdrawal
million,
out of
Afghanistan.
I mean. We left them one of the most powerful militaries in the region, if not the most. The withdrawal with Afghanistan was a failure the way it was unfolded. How we left that country, why we still have people that helped us, Afghans who've helped us, we have to get out. But yeah, it's more than ironic, clearly. And that has been the example of, in my lifetime, U.S. policy. It makes no sense here, but it makes sense over there.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll accept that. Let's talk about the fact that this past week, Xi Jinping and Putin, Vladimir Putin, they met together and they started talking about a new world order. What's your take on that?
Yeah. Is that not the largest meeting hall you've ever seen in your life where those two met?
Well, you know, with egos that big, you needed a hall that big.
Yeah, you do. Gold everywhere. So, it's for the immediate fight, which is Ukraine, which we have in a proxy war and winning with Russia. It's important. important if China does resupply the Russian military with stuff they need. Financially, Russia needs a lot of help. They have the economy the size of Italy, and China can help them. It's never a good thing to see those two talking. I'm not sure what we're willing to do about this, if anything. We can't even figure out what to do with TikTok, let alone a combination of Russia. It's true, without Russia, let alone Russia and China talking. It doesn't happen often, we got to pay attention to it. But like the issue for me is always, okay, now that we've identified a problem, what do you want to do about it? And right. Normally, most of the time, we don't do much.
Yeah, all we do is talk. And, you know, when you talk about TikTok, I mean, the guy that they sent from China this week who testified before Congress, Mr. Chu, all of his answers were evasive. They were misleading. No. He pretty much, he denied that there was a sophisticated surveillance tool from Beijing. And, he appealed to the 150 million Generation Zers. You know, tell me what you think I should say to Congress. And, you know, I have to tell you, Colonel David Hunt, the thing that I found so impressive and so refreshing this week was when Democrat and Republicans seemed to be on the same side, and that side was the side of America. You know, the parent company ByteDance, most of what's going on is right here in America, as if it isn't a social media company that the CCP can at any point dive into.
Yeah. Again, yes. The U.S. government, I believe, current administration is going to prohibit the use of TikTok on any devices or any U.S. Government devices. That's one move. But in a larger context, you and I have seen this type of talk about other things, starting with Facebook and other aspects of the internet, and we never get at it. We do have these hearings, people give these great speeches, and then that's the end of the subject. So it's been identified as an issue. What do you want to do? And the only thing right now that I can see with any power is prohibiting the use of TikTok on U.S. on government-issued phones,
right.
And computers. But there's a much, much larger problem. People have got to understand that in China, there's no independence. These organizations are run by the Chinese government, either the military or the intelligence community. Period. There's none. There's no private enterprise in China.
Right.
That's okay. But the problem you have is we still have a huge amount of money going back and forth between China and the U.S.
Yep.
A lot of interest going on. But as far as this TikTok issue, I think everyone has cleared their voice and made it known. Now let's see what we actually do about it. And so far, since the use of the internet, we haven't done much as far as getting in control. We do give a lot of great speeches, though.
Yeah, well, one of the most interesting part of the hearings yesterday, although this happened outside, Colonel David Hunt, who wrote a great book, by the way, everybody should read it. It's called Without Regret, and you'll get a sense of how much Colonel David Hunt knows about what's going on in the military. But I had to throw that in, and I'll remind everyone at the end about the book. But one of the most, I thought, hilarious things was when an American congressman gets up outside the hearing and he says, "You are a racist if you oppose TikTok. Don't be racist toward China," and it stunned me. And all these people are behind this congressman and they're nodding their head. "We're racist. We don't want TikTok because we're racist against, the Chinese people." And, the funny part of it is that China jails ethnic minorities or anyone whose population growth threatens their social stability or their so-called national identity. And yet we're taking the side of them when at any moment, they can jail and, they've got these labor camps where if you have more than one baby, they'll throw you into a labor camp and they call it an educational camp. And yet, you know, we're so stupid sometimes, Colonel Cunt, we can't peel back the layer of the onion.
I'm feeling microaggressions coming off you, Judge. See, that's when you have that kind of phrase, microaggressions, or when you one person, when someone falls to the argument of racism, and something as straightforward as what's up with TikTok. First of all, they have no argument; they're stupid, and everyone falls and tries to fall in line because they're afraid. Once the racist word is thrown, I've got to stop talking, period.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It was a stupid remark to make and has no relevance, zero.
It has. And you know what? I'll tell you, Colonel Hunt, I don't think the word racist means anything anymore. It's like everybody's a racist. You do this, you're a racist. You do that, it's a racist. It's almost like you don't hear the word anymore.
Well, I think it's important to, as you do, that we pay attention to racism.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I fought it as a DA. I mean, but it's just thrown around so freely.
That's the problem. It's now, I think, actually, my dog Riley is racist. I do think that the way she went at this dog in the neighborhood, I think my dog is a racist.
Well, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get a book that really is written by someone who is very knowledgeable about the topic and has been, you know, at the razor's edge for many years, it's Colonel David Hunt. And I want to thank you, Colonel Hunt, for joining us on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. It's good to have you on. Have a great
Anytime.
Sunday.
You're welcome.
This is the Jeanine Firo Show.